Let's begin. So today's daf is Mem Aleph. We are 41. We are picking up on 41. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down from the top. So remember again, we find ourselves in the midst of a riveting machlokas between Rebbe Elazar and the Rabbanim. The reason why it's such an important machlokas is, interestingly enough, they're both agreeing on the same fundamental principle, which is that the taglachas, the shaving of the mitzora, the concluding shaving of the mitzora, is done with a razor. Their only dispute is that a pashat concept, or is it something that needs to be learned out? So the Rabbanon, whose shita was reflected on the Brayis on Lamed Tes Amud Beis, are of the opinion that it's pashat. It's obvious. We went through their shita yesterday, versus Rabbi Eliezer, who agrees in principle that the taglachas mitzora is done with a tar, done with a razor, but again needs to go through the process. To which the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar, my time. So what's Rabbi Elazar's? Literally my time means what's his reason? What it really means in this context is, from where does Rabbi Elazar learn out that the taglachas, that the final shaving of mitzora, must be done with a razor? To which the Gemara answers, Yalef me rosho. He learns it out from the word rosho. What does that mean? Disanyo. Rosho ma tamulomar. They will say here, the Gemara is once again quoting the pasuk from the Mitzora. The Torah says, "V'haya bayom hashevi'i yigalach es kol saro es rosho ve'es zikano ve'es gabo seinav ve'es kol saro yigalach." So remember again, we already quoted this pasuk yesterday, and we quoted the little bit of the textual strangeness of this pasuk, because remember, on one hand, the Torah says that the Mitzora, on the day of his purification, must go ahead and shave all of his hair. And then what does the Torah do? The Torah says to shave all of his hair, and he has to shave his head, and he has to shave his beard, and he has to shave his eyebrows. So why do you need all of that? Meaning, once you tell me that he has to shave all of his hair, I understand that includes all of these things. Rather, we understand the Torah, by going ahead and explicitly stating these things, is coming to teach us something additional. So says the Braiso Rosho, why does the Torah have to say that the Mitzora shaves his head, if you already told me that the Mitzora shaves all of his hair? Lefisha ne'emar gabi nazir, because since it says by nazir, ta'ar lo ya'avar al rosho. So we'll say, by nazir, what does it say? That over the duration of his nazirus, so a razor may not pass over his head. Yocho af nazir Mitzora kein. I might have thought that the same halacha applies to a nazir mitzora. This guy, what's a nazir mitzora? So this is mamish, like the perfect storm over here. So the nazir mitzora is a guy who undertook a neder nazirus, but happens to contract tzaras in the middle of it. Now under normal circumstances, remember, these two states do not fundamentally contradict each other, except when the conclusion of his tzaras comes in the middle of his nazirus. See, here's the issue. So the issue is, the Torah says that by nazir ta'ar lo ya'avra al rosho. Torah says by nazir that a razor may not pass over his head. But yet by a mitzora, so he requires a full body shaving. So what do you do in the event that the conclusion of the nazir of the tzaras comes in the midst of the nazirus? So I might have thought yochal af nazir mitzora kein. I might have thought it's a prohibition of ta'ar lo ya'avor arosho, that a razor may not pass over said by nazir, applies even if the nazir is concluding his saras duration. Tamud lomar rosho. Therefore, the Torah says rosho. And we'll say, now, what does that mean, tamud lomar rosho? So rosho teaches us that lamaisa, a nazir who is a mitzora, does shave his head. That's the Gemara's. That's the Torah's teaching me. That's the extra emphasis on Rosho, that if the need comes up for the Nazir to shave his head because of his saras, that he is obligated to do so. I will say, granted, we'll discuss about what happens to his neder naziros, meaning he may have to start again. We'll discuss that. But the point over here is that if a nazir who contracts saras and then has to undergo the purification process of saras, which requires shaving of the head, that shaving of the head, as much as it's taking place during his neder naziros, is not a prohibition. He's not in violation of his naziros because he did that. So the Gemara said, Mimai. So we'll say, so therefore again, we see from here that's what? Therefore again, now here what's interesting is the following. What Rabbi Elazar is learning out, well, what the Gemara is learning out so far, is that you see from here that's what? That as much as the Torah says, Tar lo yavra arosho, a razor may not pass over his head, That's only true a stam haircutting, but a razor may pass over his head for his concluding sara'as process. So the Gemara says, Nabosa, you understand what that means? What that tells me is that l'maisa, the concluding sara'as process is being done with what? Is being done with a razor. Because if it wasn't being done with a razor, then what's the novelty in the pasuk? To which the Gemara says, Mimai, well, how do you know this? Dilma, li'olam afilu likto b'malaket u'beritani. Mitzvah kavod. One second. How do you know that the concluding mem alpha mem beis about 10 lines down? How do you know that the concluding part, the concluding rites of the mitzvah have to be done with a razor? Maybe they could be done with a sharp-edged plane. Dechi tema ta'ar lamali. And then you'll ask, well, why does the Torah have to stay ta'ar? Lememra da'afilu b'tar. Maybe the halacha is, maybe the reason why lemaisa, the concluding rites of Tzara'as do not stare the nazir is why? Because it doesn't have to be done with a razor. Meaning, again, remember, the Torah says explicitly that by a nazir, it has to be done with a razor. So maybe by Tzara'as doesn't have to be done with a razor. And therefore, again, that's why you can even go ahead and totally shave your body with a straight edge plane. Very carefully. Right? Very carefully. And it doesn't stare, it doesn't in any way undermine the nazirus. And really what the Torah is telling me is that a mitzorah can use a razor if he wants to, but he does not have to use a razor in order to perform the mitzvah of taglachas, to which the Gemara says, lememer da'afilu b'tar, he can even use a razor, to which the Gemara says, sakadai t'chamino, ho'i ova gabi nazir ki abed b'tar mechayiv, gabi mitzora nami lechayiv. A matter of thought. Let me just read that again. V'chi tema ta'ar lamali l'memra. Sorry, lamali. So then maybe you're going to say that why do I need the expression of ta'ar at all? L'memra da'afilu b'tar, to teach you that I can even use a razor. Meaning I don't have to use a razor. This is taglachas by mitzora, but I can use a razor. Why? Sakadai t'chamina, because I might have thought ho'il v'gabe nazir ki aved b'tar mechayiv. I might have thought that since if a nazir shaves his head with a razor, he's chayiv, gabi mitzora nami lechayiv, then Rabbo said, maybe if the nazir also has saras, and he were to go ahead and shave his body with a razor during his neder nazirus, that he would be chayiv, kamash malon delo, kamash malon delo, that the Torah teaches me, that no, that's not the case, that aloha lemaisa, if a mitzora shaves his body in the midst of his neder nazirus, as part of his purification from saras, that does not in any way violate the nazirus. Again, do I have to use a razor? I don't have to use a razor. I could use any straight edge I want. But if I even if I use the razor, the full body shaving for Tzara'as purification would not undermine Nazirus. To which the Gemara says, I'll tell you why that doesn't make sense. The Gemara says, Isak adaitcha ki avi b'malaki debreitani mitzvah ka'avid midalo kas of tar kirei shlakish. Well, see, here's the problem. The problem is, if you are going to float the suggestion that the taglachas for a mitzorah can take place with a straight edge and doesn't require a razor, then we're back to the problem that Reish Lakish raised yesterday. What problem did Reish Lakish raise yesterday? This was on the top of Mem Aleph. Reish Lakish said, it is true, we subscribe to the principle of Asei Docha Lo Sasei, that when you have a conflict between a positive commandment and a prohibition, so the positive commandment sets aside the prohibition. But that's only when. That's only when. That's only when the positive commandment cannot be performed without violation of the prohibition. But if the positive commandment can be performed just as well without the violation of the prohibition, then Reish Lakish says, of course, you don't say asei docha lo sasei. So we'll say, so let's put this all together. So therefore, again, says the Gemara, if you're floating the suggestion that lemaisa, the taglachas of Matzora can be done without what? Can be done without a razor, can be done without a straight edge, then we'll say what that effectively means is what? Is that you may not do the shaving of the Matzora with a razor. Because again, remember, the usage of a razor by definition requires violation of other commandments, namely rounding out the corners of your head and your beard. So if you have no choice, then I say docha lo sasei. But if you have a choice, then what's the shaila? And of course, that's compounded in a case where our mitzora is a nazir. Because in that case, I will say, if you use a razor, not only are you going ahead and potentially setting aside the prohibitions of rounding out the corners of the head and the beard, but what else are you doing? Right? You're violating, technically speaking, the nazirus. So, you're going to say, I say docha lo sasei. Yeah, it's true. A nazir who is a mitzora or a mitzora who's a nazir is permitted to do the full body shaving. But if you don't have to do it in a way that violates any of the precepts of Nazirus or rounding out the corners, then why wouldn't you do that? The fact that the Torah gives the explicit permission, or the, not explicit, but implicit permission, for a tar, for a razor, indicates to me what? That the shaving of the mitzorah not can be done with a razor, but elamai, must be done with a razor. So we'll say, so this is Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. So again, remember, as we said before, Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon are both agreeing that the shaving of the Mitzorah has to be done with a razor. It's just for the Rabbanon, it was very pashut. For Rabbi Eliezer, it had to be learned out from a drasha. So essentially, to make a long story short, Rabbi Eliezer is learning out his idea that the taglachas of Mitzorah must be done with a tar, must be done with a razor, from the word rosho. Because since in the pasuk that details the full body shaving of the nazir, it first says kol sa'aro, it first says all of his hair, and then it speaks out zikano, it speaks out rosho. It also understands that the word rosho teaches me that halacha l'maisa, the shaving of the nazir is done with a razor. How do we learn that out? Because again, since technically speaking, there is a prohibition ultimately again of rounding out the corners of the head. Since technically speaking, he learns out, from the Mitzorah Nazir case, that since in the case of Nazir, ultimately the Torah says, Ta'ar lo ya'avar al rosho, therefore the rosho by Mitzorah comes to teach me that what? That if my Mitzorah is also a Nazir, even though by Nazirus it says Tar lo ya'avor al rosho, rosho by Mitzorah teaches me that what? That the Mitzorah who's a Nazir can shave his head with a razor, with a tar. And from here we see that the taglachas of a Mitzorah is done with a razor.
Why
fine.
Why don't you just tell the Nazir Mitzorah to get that tar on the Nazirus? Then he wouldn't be in violation of
the rain. Why do we need that?
Because then we don't have a conflict with the tar either way.
But there's no conflict anyway. It's Gzeres HaKosov. Yeah, I don't need to do that. Once I have the Gzeres HaKosov, there's no imperative for Hataras Nedarim. Remember, again, what you make it sound like easy Hataras Nedarim, it's not Pashut. Right? It's not Pashut. Meaning, what are you being Matir Neder based on?
I didn't know it was going to be Mitzorah.
That's called Nolad. And not everybody agrees with Nolad. Remember, again, almost everyone holds that Nolad does not work for Hataras Nedarim. So you want to be Somech and Adas Yochid, that says that no, it works. Okay, you could construct a situation like that, but it's not as poshut as it sounds. So now that you have the Gzeres HaKosov, there's not even a need to rely on that. Also, the other similar answer is, let's say the person says, I don't want to be Matir Neder. I want to be a Nazir. And I don't want that Hatara. You want to say that Allah would force him? Hey, that's why you have an easier Gzeres HaKosov. Says the Gemara of Rabbanon, HaRosho Mai Darshi Bei. So we'll say, so what do the rabbis do with Rosho? We'll say, if you take a look at the Rush for just a moment. So the Rush says over here, V'Rabbanon HaRosho Mai Darshi Bei, Kevan Dimizikano Yadinan D'Taglachas Mitzorah B'Tar. So we'll say, here's what's interesting. So remember, the rabbis already darshan this pasuk also. The rabbis darshan this pasuk yesterday, and they used the word Zikano, beard, to teach me that the shaving is done with the razor, that the shaving of the Mitzorah is done with the razor. So now that they darshan Zikano, what do they do with the word Rosho? Right? What do they learn from Rosho? To which the Gemara says, Miboy Luhu Lemitchilav D'Hakafa. Oh, I'll tell you what it does. The word Rosho sets aside the prohibition of rounding out the corners of your head. What does this mean, Rabosai? What does this mean? This sign, because the Raisa says, Lo sakifa pas roshechem, the Torah says, you may not go ahead and round out the corners of your head. Now, this is just a general prohibition. This is a prohibition of cutting off your payas, right? So the Torah says, you're not allowed to round out the corners of your head. Yochol af mitzorah kein. So as I said, I would have thought that this prohibition applies to Mitzorah as well. Because remember again, a Mitzorah is shaving his head. So I might have thought that the prohibition of rounding out the corners of the head applies to the Mitzorah as well. Therefore, Talmud Lomar Rosho. Therefore, the Torah goes out of its way to add in the word Rosho to teach us that what? That whereas normally there is a prohibition of rounding out the corners of the head, that prohibition does not apply by the Mitzorah. To which the Gemara says, okay, but still, Lamali Lemichtav Rosho, Seifa Klei Mizikano. Rabbi says, see, here's the issue. The issue we still have is, according to the Rabbanon, who learn out that Rosho teaches me that a Metzora could go ahead and shave his head, and it's not a violation of cutting the corners. Why can't I learn? Why do I need both Rosho and Zikano? Meaning, Rabbosai, I could have learned out one of those things from the other. If Torah would have just said the word Zikano, that would have taught me that a Nozir is permitted to shave the corners of his beard with a razor. So once I know that, I also know what? I also know the rounding out of the corners of the head, because that's all a corner issue, right? Corners of the head, corners of the beard are the same basic, not to say, are the same prohibition. So once you tell me that a Nazir could cut his beard with a razor, then what? You don't need to tell me that he could cut his head with a razor. Or vice versa, if you tell me that he could cut his head with a razor, I know that he could cut his beard with a razor. Why do I need both of them? To which, because the Gemara quotes the Braisa, Zikano Matamunum, I'll tell you why I need both. It has to say beard. Also, remember, all of this is by the Pasuk of the Metzora, where the Torah is telling me that the Metzora is permitted to cut all of it, not permitted, is obligated to cut all of his hair, his beard, his head with a razor. Why does it have to say all of these words? Zikano Matamulomar, Lefishana Emar Upas Zikanam Loigalechu, because since the Torah says that a person may not go ahead and cut the corners of their beard, and we learned yesterday, I remember this, referring to what kind of cutting. It's giluach sheyesh po hashchasa, and hashchasa sheyesh po giluach. It's a type of destructive shaving, meaning a type of shaving that totally destroys the hair, i.e. with a razor. So since the Torah says you may not go ahead and cut the corners of your beard, yachol af mitzora kein, I might have thought that therefore again, a mitzora also can't cut the corners of his beard with a razor as well. Talmud lomar zikano. Therefore, the Pasuk explicitly says by the Nazir that what? That he's permitted to go ahead and cut his beard with a razor. Lamali l'michtav rosho, lamali l'michtav zikano. So I don't understand, why do I need both rosho and zikano? They're both seemingly teaching me the same thing. Meaning both, bless you, both rosho and zikano seem to be saying that although there is normally a prohibition to go ahead and cut off the corners of your head, or when shave with a razor, the corners of your head or of your beard, but yet these prohibition doesn't apply to Mitzorah. Mitzorah has to do a full shaving with a razor. So why do you need to say both Rosho and Zikano? Bless you, teach me one of them, and I could have learned out the other from that. Right? Well, see, hear this, because remember, the prohibition of not destroying the corners of your head and your beard with a razor is the same pasuk. Torah says, Lo sakifu pa'as rashchem, v'lo sashchis es pa'as zikanecha. So Torah explicitly tells me both. Therefore, in the case of Nazir, really all I need is what? All I need is what? All I need is for the Torah to state one of them. And meaning, and to tell me that a Nazir is permitted to shave either his beard or his head. And de facto, I would have understood that what? That the license applies to the other as well. So why do I need both? To which the Gemara says, you need both, I'll tell you why. Because of Rahmana Zikano, because had the Torah just said that the Metzora is permitted to go ahead and shave his beard with a razor, and it would not have mentioned shaving his head, I would have said, Hava Amina, Hakafas Kalarosh Lo Shma Hakafa. Oh, I would have said that the reason why there is no prohibition of shaving the corners of the head by the Metzora is for a simpler reason, which is that maybe because the real prohibition of shaving the corners of the head, Rabbosai, is when you leave hair on top and you round out the sides. Which Rabbosai, you know, the Rambam Mor Nevuchim brings down that the reason for Akafas Harosh is because that was the derech, that was the preferred haircut of the Avod Zorah, of the idolaters. They would leave the hair on top and they would cut off all of the hair of the sides. So look what the Gemara says. Had the Torah by Mitzora just told me Zikano, and therefore I would have learned out from there that what? That the Mitzora is permitted to go ahead and shave his beard with a razor, but the Torah would have remained silent about the head. I would have said that's because shaving the whole head with a razor is not a problem. What's the only problem? When you shave the sides with the razor and leave hair on top, but shaving your entire head with a razor, that is not problematic. That's what I would say. It's called Hakafas Kol Harosh. Loshma Hakafa. I would have said that a rounding out of the entire head, i.e. a shaving of the whole head, is not the prohibition of Hakafa, is not the prohibition of destroying the sides with a razor. Therefore, Lahachi Kasev Rachman Rosho. Therefore, the Torah has to say Rosho by Mitzora to teach me what? To teach me that Halacha L'Maisa. No, the prohibition of shaving your head with a razor is not just the size, but rather it applies when, even if you shave your whole head. And therefore, the Torah says Rosho to teach me that what? That by Mitzora, this prohibition does not apply. V'ikasav Rosho, v'lo kasav Zikano, and had the Torah just said Rosho, and not, this is by Mitzora, had the Torah by Mitzora just said Rosho, and not Zikano, just the head, not the beard, have Amina Mashmatarti. I could have said, you're right, you know what? From Rosh Hashanah, I could learn out two things. What are the two things? Number one, the Asi Asay, v'dachi lo Sasay. So first of all, the Torah is teaching me that the Asay of Mitzora shaving his head is doche the lo Sasay of what? The lo Sasay of not rounding out the corners of your head. And furthermore, I would have also do mashma da kafas kalal shma kafa, and I also could have learned that from here. That's what Rabbi was saying, that a rounding out of the entire head is in fact the prohibition of shaving the corners of your head, and that prohibition is set aside for Mitzora. I could have learned both of those out from the mentioning of Rosh in the pasuk by Mitzora. But what would I have been missing? Vakati betar minolan. Oh. But you know what I would have been missing without a mentioning of Zikano? Mm-hmm. I would have been mentioning the obligation that a Nazir has to do this shaving with razor. Therefore, the Hachi Kasev Rachmana Zikano. Therefore, both the Torah must include Zikano, because remember, at least according to the Rabbanon, Zikano is where we learn out that what? That the shaving of a Mitzora is done with a razor. Therefore, both say the Gemara has effectively proven, why although at a first glance it appears redundant to include both Rosho and Zikano, in fact, you do require both Rosho and Zikano to teach me again, number because each of them teach me something different. The Rabbi Eliezer. I'm sorry, you are doing it the tar. That's Zikano. Right? Remember again, Rosh teaches me, Rosh teaches me, Asi Asay V'docha Lo Sasay, because I'm shaving my whole body, I'm shaving my beard, right? And Hakavas Kal Shmei Hakafa, and Zikano teaches me that it's being done with tar, meaning they're both required, because it's only once I have tar, it's only once I have Zikan that teaches me that it's being done with tar, which then the Asay V'docha Lo Sasay from Rosho becomes meaningful. Do you hear that?
Yeah, meaning without, okay.
Correct. Meaning with it's a little bit circular. Correct. There's no the drasha of Rosh only becomes meaningful once Lamaisa again there is the drasha from Zikano which teaches me tar. But once I know tar, then the drashas of Rosh of Asay Deochalos Sasay now become meaningful as well. But once I say, so take a look, just before you go on to the Gemara, I'll just show you something interesting. If you take a look in the Rosh on the right hand side, the Rosh did ask Elohachi Kasev Rachmana Zikano, Dimash Aminon Minei De Taglachas Mansor Betar. So remember, we learned from Zikano that the Taglachas, the shaving of a Nazir has to be of a Mansor has to be done with the razor. Umikan Gishlumod De Asra Lahakif Tzadav Af Bemisparayim. So the Rosh writes, we see from here, the Rebbe says, when taking a haircut, you cannot cut off the payas of your head, of the corner of your head, even with a scissor. Umiu dafka kishanatlan samoch l'rosh, dahachi mashma lishna da'amar b'makos, hamashvet sa'adav la'achori aznav. Ubetosef denami tanya chayiv beis, aleph l'tzadav mikan, v'alef l'tzadav mikan, v'enu chayiv ad shiakifenu betar, v'haynu ke'in tar. So Rabosai, listen to this. So the Rosh is bringing down a very important halachah, which we saw already in the Rambam, which is, Rabosai, that remember, when we speak about the prohibition, ultimately, of cutting off the corners of your head or of your beard, so even though we're saying that it's bitar, it's razor, it doesn't have to be a razor. Rather, it can be ke'in tar. Ke'in tar means what? Anything that cuts off the hair, either at the root or close to the root. Therefore, again, says the Rosh, if one were to take a haircut, a very, very, very close haircut, and cut off the root of the hair, to the root of the hair, but using scissors, not with a razor, or for that matter, any sharp plane, they would be in violation of rounding out the corners of the head. Look how the Rosh ends off over here. He says, Va'al kein hurgulu lahaniach tza'adav tza'adav milegaleach. Therefore, again, the custom is to leave the sides of the head and not to go ahead and cut them. In other words, the reason I'm bringing this down is because people associate the longer payas with chasidus. Actually, I'm just pointing out, the Rosh lived just a smidge before, as my daughters like to say, a smidge before the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Right? Remember, again, the Rosh is in the 1100s, 1200s. Right? But again, you see already he's quoting the practice to allow the payas to grow. Because since there's a concern that, again, even if one avoids the razor, there's a concern ultimately, again, with just using scissors. So the Gemara says the Rashi says best to avoid the situation altogether and allow again the sides of the head to grow. So again, obviously, even if we're not careful to go at not careful, even if our accepted minug is that we don't have to let the payas grow out, but one should be careful when getting their haircut. That if one is getting a short haircut, one must make sure that it shouldn't go to the scalp, because if it goes to the scalp, somebody's getting like a buzz cut or something. Even though again, it's not being done with a razor, but again, you see clearly according to the Rashi that anything that is razor-like in nature is in fact halachically problematic.
It says close. Is this shorter than being able to bend over?
That's an interesting point. So it seems to be that the way the post can hold is that it doesn't have to be long enough that you could bend the hair back to the root. It has to be long enough that you could grab onto something, which by the way may de facto end up being the same shear. If you could hold on to something, chances are that it's long enough to be able to bend it back to the root. It has to be something at least that a person could grab onto and say, you know, here's my payas. All right, just an interesting point. We'll see, by the way, there are other sukkahs, not in Azra, that are more wholly devoted to payas. We'll discuss the halachas then. Just interesting point. Rebbe Lozer. So just to close out the circle over here. So remember again, now the Gemara, Rebbe Lozer, the Asiya Sei V'docholos, Asiya Minolei. So we'll say, so where does Rabbi Eliezer learn out Asiya Docholos Asiya? Because remember, the Rabbanon are using the word Rosho to teach us asay dochelos asay. Rabbi Eliezer can't use that, Rabbi Lozer. Because where does Rabbi Lozer learn that from Rabbi Lozer? Rabbi Lozer uses Rosho to teach you that the Nazir shaves with a razor. So where does he learn out asay dochelos asay? So this is great. Listen to this. I was going to tell you, it's mamish, like every day is like, I know I say this all the time, but it's really true. Every day is like an adventure. You just never know where you're going to end up or what you're going to see. It's so exciting. So look what he brings down. So where does Rabbi Lozer learn out asay dochelos asay? Rabbi Lozer, this is so important because this is actually the source for the real source, the halachically accepted source for asay dochelos asay. So mostly remember, because this concept comes up many times in halacha. I have an obligation, a positive commandment, but that positive commandment, by definition, requires the violation of an already established prohibition. So what do I do when the Torah itself puts me in that kind of situation? So we have a principle of asay dochelos asay, because mostly the automatic assumption is that what? That lemaisa, if the Torah is telling me to do something, but that doing something requires the violation of something else, the assumption is the same God that told me to do this is also going to tell me to go ahead and be in violation of this prohibition. But the question is, where do I learn that out from? Tuch Rabbi Lozer says, I'll tell you, Yalef Migdilim. Where do I learn that from? From tzitzis. Because what does it say by tzitzis? By tzitzis, dichsev lo silba shatnis. Because the Torah says in Devarim Chaf Beis Yod Aleph, don't go ahead and wear shatnis, wool and linen twisted made together. And then right afterwards, what does it say? Top of Membeis, Hagedilim Taselach Amem. But both say in the very next pasuk, what does the Torah say? Gedilim Taselach. Torah says make tzitzis, and Chazal understand that the juxtaposition of the prohibition to shatnez and tzitzis teaches me that although I'm not permitted to wear shatnez, for tzitzis, you can make your tzitzis out of shatnez. So you could go ahead and you could have a wool baguette and linen tzitzis, or vice versa. So we'll say, so the juxtaposition of those two psukim, says Rabbi Lozer, is the source for the concept of asay dochelos asay, that a prohibition, that a positive fulfillment of a positive commandment could go ahead and set aside the prohibition of Moshe. And I'll just tell you something interesting. If you remember again, so we kept quoting Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish was the opinion who said, it's true, asay dochelos asay, when what? When Lemaisa, there's no way to perform the asay without violation of Losa. Now the truth is, that is a true concept. When do we say asay dochelos asay? That is really only in a situation when you can't go ahead and perform the asay without violating the asay. The one exception, by the way, to this is tzitzis, meaning that there is no mandate to avoid shatnez by tzitzis. So meaning if I have a choice between going and wearing a wool baguette with woolen tzitzis or a linen baguette with woolen tzitzis, there is no halachic mandate to dafka not to wear the shatnez tzitzis. Tzitzis seems to be the exception to this, but in other cases, or Osai, even in cases where you have a license of asay dochelos asay, Reish Lakish's logic applies, which is that if I could fulfill the asay without the violation of the los asay, then what? Matova manar. We'll say, let's just go a little bit weiter, only because I like Yehuda, I'm going to give him a little bit less for tomorrow. So look at this. So Amar Mar. I'm sorry? It's an easy daf tomorrow? Baruch Hashem. All right. Good. I only give you the easy daffin, right? So says the Gemara, Amar Mar, Vikulam, so let's just go a little bit weiter, just for 5 minutes. Amar Mar, Vikulam, Shigilcho, Shalabatar, Shashayr, Shtay, Saras, La Asav, Lo Klum. So it says, remember, Mar said, we said earlier, this was an interesting case, quite down in the Mishnah as well, that if you go ahead and, so all of them that did not even use a razor, remember, this was the three cases of shaving that we spoke about, the case of the Levi, the Nazir, and the Mitzora. So any of these cases where the shaving was done without a razor, so fine, razor we spoke about, here's what we're going to focus on, Osha Shairu Shtei Sa'aros La'asa V'lo Klum. Or if you left behind two or more hairs. So if in the course of the shaving you left behind two or more hairs, the shaving is invalidated. So the Gemara says, what do we see from here? This is fascinating. Amra v'achabri dravika, zos omeres rubo kikulo midoraisa. Listen, now, just hold on to this. Just listen to this for just a moment. What do we see from here? We see from here that midoraisa, the majority counts as the whole. That under normal circumstances, rubo kikulo, majority is like the whole. Now listen, now, how do you learn that out from here? Oh, mimai, how do you learn that out from here? Midigali rachmona gabi nazir v'yamashvi'i yigal chenu. So from the fact that the Torah says, by nazir, on the seventh day, yigal chenu. Now what are they learning from yigal chenu? Yigal chenu teaches me that what? Not only must I shave, but what? I must shave it all. Hachohu da'adi ika kulo. Haba'ama rubaka kulo. Now what do you see from here? It's a special gzeres akasav by nazir. It's much like special gzeres akasav by nazir. Then rubaka kulo does not work. By nazir, in order to go ahead and be in conformance with the laws of giluach, of shaving, what do you have to shave? You gotta shave it all. Meaning, I'm sorry, you have a one hair error of margin. Margin of error, sorry. Right? You do have a one hair margin of error. If you left behind one hair, you're okay. But if you left behind two hairs, the entire giluach is invalidated. So says Rav Acha something amazing. The fact that the Torah has to tell me by nazir, yigachenu means you must get it all, special gzeres hakasav, which tells me that in the absence of gzeres hakasav, what is our operating principle? What is our guiding light principle? Rubo kikulo. That rov works. Under normal circumstances, rov works. Here is the exception to the rule. Maskef la Rav Yosi Rabbi Chanina. But 1 second, Rav Yosi Rabbi Chanina says, 1 second, hi, benazir tamiksiv. Rav Yosi says, so what you're telling me is that the way we learn out that a nazir must shave his whole head and cannot miss even two hairs, so the word yigalchenu, he must shave. Must shave means doesn't just mean he must shave, but rather means what? He must shave it all. Says Rav Yosi Rabbi Chanina, there's only one problem. Yigalchenu is mentioned by nazir tamei. That's not written by Nazir Tahar. So maybe this two-hair thing is Dafka Adin by Nazir who becomes Tamei and is restarting his Nerd Nazirus, but is not a principle that applies by Nazir Tahar's finishing off his Nerd Nazirus, to which the Gemara says, no. I have been Nazir Tamei Ksiv. So Machaku Ale B'Ma'arava. So what's this is interesting. So they laughed at Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina in Eretz Yisrael. Meaning they laughed at this suggestion. Also, you know, it's an interesting thing in general about sometimes how you see the reactions to foolish comments that are made. You know, it's interesting. So different teachers have different styles, right? So some teachers, every question is incredible, right? Now, there must be a Rishon that asked that. And yet other teachers, like they say, like when Rav Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, used to give shir, so if you said something that did not make sense, he would hand your head to you on a platter. Literally, he would. That was interesting enough. They say it was one of the things that changed about the Rav when his wife passed away. That when his wife passed away, he did not do that anymore. Shir, he mellowed. He was much more somber. But before, it was known that if you said something in the Rav Shir, I had a Rebbe like that one in Yeshiva also. That just like I will say now, there's a mila to it. The mila to it is what? Is what? You think before you speak. You see, I will say you understand. Like there is a terrible machla, mamish is an epidemic in our society. It's called verbal diarrhea, right? So people push it, talk, and they talk, and they talk, and they talk, and especially again in our age of social media, right? People blurt stuff out, and they just don't think about what they're saying. There's something to be said for knowing that if you say something wrong, you're going to get pounced on. You're going to get pounced on. You might even get made a little fun of. Again, I'm not recommending it. I don't think it works for our generation. But I'm just pointing out, you shouldn't think that this is the rabbi's narrative, so being insensitive. This is a din over here of in the Beis Medrash. If you're going to say something, think before you speak and think it out. And if it doesn't make sense, then don't say it. If you say it and it clearly doesn't make sense, it means you didn't think it out enough, and we're going to take you to task for that. So in Eretz Yisrael, they were upset at Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. They mocked him. Michti, Nazir Tomei, Divitami Nalan. So they said to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, they said, look, Where do you even know that a Nazir Tame shaves his head with a razor? Where do we learn that out from? Min Nazir Tar. Right, so we learn that from Nazir Tar. Remember, again, there's no explicit limit by Nazir Tame. We learn out the razor obligation from Nazir Tar. So the Gemara says, Lay say Nazir Tar, the Yelif min Nazir Tame. So what's the same way I can learn out the halachas of a razor from Nazir Tar to Nazir Tame? So I can learn out halachas from Nazir Tame to Nazir Tar as well. Lay say Nazir Tar, v'lay lif min Nazir Tame. I can learn out the halachas of a razor from Nazir Tar. How so? Ma Tame, ki shayer shtei saros v'lo klom. Avad, just like by Nazir Tame, if he leaves behind two hairs, so it invalidates the entire head shaving. Hachanami kishayir shtei saaros avlo avad lo klom avad. So just like that's true by Nazir Tame, so too by Nazir Tar, if he leaves behind two hairs, ultimately again the shaving is invalidated and it's as if nothing has been done. I will say we'll stop over here. So again, Lemaisa, we learned a lot of incredible things today. First of all, we learned that both Rabbanon and Rabbi Eliezer are on the same page, that the taglachas of a nazir is done with a razor. So we've established so far for everyone now. We've established the fact that a levi is done with a razor, although there is in the pasuk. We've established ultimately that a nazir is done with a razor, that is in the pasuk. And now we've established ultimately again through a limud that mitzora is also done with a razor. We also established asei doche lo sasei, the paradigmatic example of that of tzitzis, but whenever possible to fulfill the asei without the violation of the lo sasei, that is certainly preferred in conformance with the view of Reish Lakish. We've also now established that special gzeres hakasuv by nazir, that leaving behind of two hairs invalidates the nazirus. We learned that out from the word yegalchenu, which doesn't just mean you must shave, but rather it means what? You must shave it all. But interestingly enough, what we also come out from this is that this is the exception to the rule, because the rule is rubo kikulo. The rule under 99% of cases is that majority equals the whole. This case over here by Nazir is simply the exception to that rule. All right, so stop over here. Shekoyach. A good Shabbos, a good night, everyone. Just a reminder, again, so Daf Yomi tomorrow morning, it's going to be given by Yehuda at 8:15 a.m. And also, just a reminder, went out on the email, I'm going to ask, I already sent it out today also, there's a change for Sunday morning. The change for Sunday morning is the first meeting is starting a little bit earlier at 6:45 a.m., followed by Daf Yomi, Emirat Hashem, at approximately 8:45, 9 o'clock, somewhere between 8:45 and 10. Emir Tzashem, right? And hopefully we'll be in the Sukkah. Emir Tzashem will have a little bit of the Sukkah is here. Hopefully it'll still be here. Emir Tzashem. And we'll have a little bit of a nice refreshments breakfast as well. Shukoyach.
Do you shave on Shabbos Choma?
No.